Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer for S3 Productions on Blog Talk Radio. And today I'm going to do a story on my secondary channel, Tech Storyteller with a Heart, because I enjoy telling stories. This story is something a little bit different, and I also use technical storytelling as a heart as sort of my experimental channel. So today we're going to experiment for just a minute, so I ask your indulgence. We're going to do a travelogue, a short little travelogue, if you will. But I want to go back into history just a little bit to make my long story longer. In between Christmas and New Year's, we were in Round Rock, Texas, visiting my son and his family. And we were staying at the Executive Inn off the I-35 in Round Rock, Texas. And I was commenting to the general manager as we were getting ready to leave about how much I really enjoy staying at his hotel. And he asked me if you would be so kind as to log on to TripAdvisor.com and write a review, which I did, a very good review, I thought. Never thought the more about it. And then we went out and did some more traveling, as we do going back and forth to Texas. And to make a long story longer, again, I found out that I am now a senior advisor on TripAdvisor.com. Wow, I've hit the big time. So with that thought in mind, I'll give you a little story. Saturday, February 8th, 2014, myself, Armando Sanchez Productions, and host of Luis Sedano from Sedano Media Group, we went out to the George S. Patton Museum at Scirocco Summit in Scirocco Summit, California, which is about 30 miles east of Indio. Now, I've been by this museum many, many times. I stopped at the gas station there many, many times because it's about a two-hour drive from L.A., and it makes a good break to get out and stop. And I flew my last year, it was about a year ago, we stopped at the Patton Museum, and I ran out of the car, held my flag up, because that's one of my other things I do in my other life is I fly my U.S. flags all over the place. So I stopped, we took a picture and flew my flag there. And then on the way home from Texas, we stopped again because Mike Pearson, the general manager of the museum, called me and said, hey, why don't you run your flag up your flagpole for real? Which we did. And we got to a talking. And I thought, this is a regular meal tour of the museum. And so we took off and came home. And about shortly thereafter, I was watching the PBS series History Detectives, and they mentioned Columbus, New Mexico, which is about 30 miles south of Deming, New Mexico. And I go right through Deming, New Mexico on the way to and from Texas, as being the 1914 raid by Pancho Villa, and where Lieutenant George S. Patton got his start. So now the wheels are starting to turn. About that same time, an acquaintance of mine I met through Facebook, Captain Fulbright, United States Army, was stationed in Massau, France. And I asked him if I would send him two flags, would he be so kind as to fly them over France, which he did for me. So I'm doing kind of a travel log story thank you program all rolled into one on my experimental radio channel, Tech Storyteller of the Heart, because that's what I do. Anyway, this whole year process of flying flags all over the place culminated on February 8th, 2014, at the George S. Patton Museum, where myself, Armando, and host Luis, we did a live video broadcast. A taped video broadcast. It should be up on YouTube here in about a week. And I did a live podcast. And we spent a wonderful time at the George S. Patton Museum. And I met some really interesting people. Marguerite Scirocco-Rouchet and her brother, Robert. Richard Ramirez, president of the board for the Patton Museum. Mike Pearson, a general manager. Richard Ramirez's wife, whose name, unfortunately, I did not catch, so please forgive me. And I presented my Patton flag to the museum, and it ran up on the flagpole. Wonderful place to visit, and I would encourage all travelers on the IT. I've drove by that place many, many years and never stopped except at the Chevron station there to get gas and to get a cup of coffee. One of the items on my bucket list, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So I went ahead, we saw the museum, we did our little show, presented the flag, and to all you involved, thank you so much. It was just a cool experience. For those traveling on the I-10, eastbound or westbound, it's about an hour from Blythe. It's about 30 miles east of India. They have a little gift shop there and the Summit Cafe. But anyway, so we finished up our show, and then Marguerite Schrock invited us over to the Summit Cafe, which was something on my bucket list I've always wanted to do. And I had the George S. Patton hamburger, because if you're in the Patton Museum, you got to have the George S. Patton hamburger. So we had lunch there, and I took some pictures. Unfortunately, I can't show the pictures on Blog Talk Radio. But I'm hoping to post them up on my Facebook page here shortly. And by the way, my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/S3Productions1. S3 Productions 1 under Kurt, C-U-R-T, last name is Hahn, H-A-H-N, on Facebook. I do have some pictures there, and I'll post more as time permits. So anyway, yesterday morning, or was it, yeah, Saturday morning, I don't remember. Anyway, it was Sunday morning. I posted my two reviews on TripAdvisor.com, and to both Mike Pearson and Marguerite, they should be posted. They were published yesterday. And I thought, you know what? If I'm going to publish this on TripAdvisor.com, I ought to do my own travel log on Scirocco Summit. Because I can remember watching Huell Hauser, and he did a show there, and Marguerite gave me a DVD of Huell Hauser's show about Scirocco Summit. Marguerite, again, thank you. So it was just really, really cool to stop there. And again, it was on my bucket list to eat there. Unfortunately, the bad news is, now I have a new item, is I've got to try one of their breakfasts on their bucket list, because on their, I guess, a trucker special that if you're watching, you wait, don't eat there. But breakfast just looks so good that I just, now I'm going to have to go stop there again. So I guess at Christmas time or summertime, I'll have to stop there and eat and let my wife drive while I sleep that off. But I wanted to say they have a monument there, Scirocco Summit. I don't remember all the history, but Marguerite's father and mother founded it about the time of World War II. That's where Patton got his start with the Desert Warfare Training Center, because they had water from the Metropolitan Water District providing water. And George Scirocco and his wife founded Scirocco Summit. Patton had 1.8 million men go through there in training for desert warfare in North Africa. And the impact is still being felt today. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm doing my little travelogue. The service was wonderful. The Summit Cafe's got some great food, little gift shop. Right next door, they have the Southwest Information Center. I've been there a couple times just to stop to get something to about local history or just because I need to get some information. Scirocco Summit's about halfway between L.A. and Quartzsite, Arizona, which is my next stop. My next stop to and from Texas. But today I just wanted to offer my little commentary, my little travelogue. Again, if you're traveling east or westbound, they even have church services there on Sunday in front of the Information Center. But another little side story, if I might. Our animation teacher had gone to Houston a year ago or two, and he posted a picture of one of the old cars posted out in front of the Classic Car Museum. And basically, one, you know, so about a week later, I posted my picture of the same thing and said, yeah, I know where that is. I've been there, too. They now have two cars posted out there, pictured out there. But ladies and gentlemen, I also probably want to take a few minutes of this show, because it's a very short show. But I want to say publicly thank you to Mike Pearson for his chance to do, let me do this, to give my Patton flag to the Patton Museum. People ask you, why did you do it? Because it was just so much fun to do it. And that flag had been to four states, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. It's been to four countries, France, Luxembourg, Germany, and Iceland. It's traveled more miles than I care to know of. It's been to the Northwood Memorial in Irvine, California, Patton's home church in San Gabriel, California, where I learned another piece of interesting history. Patton's grandfather was Benjamin Wilson, who was the mayor of L.A. a while back. And the Latino parodies thought it was Benito Wilson, that they named Mount Wilson, which is where all the communication towers in L.A. are. So Mount Wilson is named after Benjamin Wilson, Benito Wilson, who is Patton's grandfather. This is a little tidbit of information I didn't know. It's been to Columbus, New Mexico, the Pancho Villa State Park. That flag had been to the Deming, New Mexico Museum, which is really a cool place to start in Deming, New Mexico. And I don't have the lady's name in front of it, but there's three very lovely ladies who met me there and gave me a tour of the museum. I don't remember their names, but ladies at the Deming Museum in Deming, New Mexico, thank you so very much. That was a really cool tour. It's been to the Border Patrol Museum in El Paso, Texas. Been to, like I say, on all over Europe, Patton's Gravesite in Luxembourg, and Joy DeRocio, thank you so much for that. Walter Benjamin has been to the Brittany Cemetery in Brittany, France, been to the D-Day Beach. Thank yous would not be complete without Colin Fulbright, United States Army, who flew that flag for me. Dale Jelnick there at Northwood Memorial in Irvine. I just can't, you know, we don't say thank you enough. But anyway, ladies, I just wanted to offer a 10-minute little blurb about my travels, trying to be a new travel editor. Offer a public thank you to these people for everybody to hear. And again, to offer my thanks to them. Oh, it would not be complete without Armando Sanchez, Armando Sanchez Productions, host Luis Sedano of Sedano Media Group, to do a joint simulcast. And that simulcast is on my show, www.blogtalkradio.com/S3Productions. S3 Production, I'm sorry. Armando's going to put up on his Facebook on Armando Sanchez Productions. And we're also going to post it on YouTube, the live video show on YouTube from up on his station, probably up to YouTube, and I'll announce when that comes out. We just had a lot of fun. A lot of fun. The only bad thing is if you go to the Patton Museum, you're going to need at least an hour to an hour and a half. There's just so much to see and do out there. I purposely had to walk away from exhibits, so the next time I go out there, I'll have a chance to see that. I want to get pictures of the fire trucks because I'm just into fire trucks. Laisha, again, it was just a wonderful time. And if I might offer a suggestion to anybody who's listening, if you're into military vehicles or military vehicle restoration, and you're looking for a chance to show off your vehicle, you might get a hold of Mike Pearson at the Patton Memorial Museum. The website is www.generalpattonmuseum.com because he's looking for some help and some ideas for a gig they're putting together in 2015. Also, if you're a member of or a veteran of or related to somebody in the Red Ball Express, the World War II truck driving express that basically drove Patton's Third Army, you might also get a hold of Mike Pearson at the Patton Museum. The phone number out there is 760-227-3483, 760-227-3483. If you're related to or affiliated with anything having to do with the Red Ball Express, again, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to take a few minutes to try something new and interesting in the public to say thank you to all of those people who made that event happen. It was a culmination of about a year and a half of flying flags all over the place. It was just really cool. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll let you get back to your busy morning, and thank you so very much for letting me say thank you. And with that, goodbye.